Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, good evening. I don't know where you are, but it might even be morning where you are. This is Veronica Entwistle, and you've tuned into Radiance by Design. You know, what's so amazing is that there is no such thing as time and space when it comes to energy fields and subtle energy. And you might be in Timbuktu, and you might be in Singapore, and I'm here in the Northwest. And we can all be in each other's energy consciously, choosing consciously to be in and out of each other's energy field at any given time in order to, what, facilitate healing, in order to be connected, and so on. And actually, if you have lots of soul journeying with people, that connection is even more intense than others. And today, of course, this show, as most of you know who are listening, unless some of you are new, and I'm saying welcome to you, but this show is all about consciously creating your radiance. But it's so interesting to think that we can all be kind of like in a woodpile where we're all responding to one another's energy. We're bringing other people's energy through us. We're taking energy on from the mass collective, from the media, from Mother Earth, bless her heart. She's taken on a lot of stuff from us. Ooh, isn't she? But I used to think it was just a problem of being an empath is taking on people's energy, but it is not. It is a problem of being very conscious about it, probably, as an empath. But in many situations, you realize that most of us are kind of a weaving of all kinds of energies, and that gets to be kind of what we want to do is break it apart or parse it, as they're saying now in technology, and we used to say in English literature. We want to break it apart and really choose which energies you're going to bring through your body, mind, and which energies you're going to move past and release. And some of our energies come from past lives. Some of our deep feelings of, for example, shame, frustration, jealousy, all the arsenal of human reaction comes through old lives and so on, and we have in our body, mind, all kinds of energies stuck there. And it's kind of funny because when we act a certain way, we think it's who we really are, at least we used to before we began to study metaphysics with such great gusto, right? We think it's really who we are, but who we really are is a vibrational vehicle of light. And at this time in our history, it's very, very fascinating. We've gone through so many emotional processes, but this time in our history, apparently, we're going to be able to come on out and shake our legend off of our proverbial feet and fly free from a lot of it. I don't know if it's as simple as that, but it certainly is a possibility, whereas some years back, it took many, many weeks to get through a simple process of releasing, for example, some kind of abuse. It took a long time to get rid of some of those. But nowadays, the energies are moving faster and faster. The whole universe, I've been watching David Wilcox stuff. Anyway, the whole universe is actually moving faster and faster. It's changing positions. We're changing positions in the galaxy and so on. And finishing off huge, huge, long-term phases in the history of mankind or the history of life, 26,000-year history for this and that. There are other phases, too, not just the 26,000 ones. It's the 62,000-year phase, and there's all of these huge, humongous phases, which, word has it, every time those phases have been changed in history, a new kind of species shows up or something absolutely different in humanity or humanity's different form shows up. So we're really in a really, really interesting time where we can shock or remove from ourselves a lot of those interacting, intertwining energies that have kept us, kind of limited and focusing on our lives in a very limited fashion. We can start moving this stuff and starting to get in touch with this amazingly conscious light being, which I am, which you are inside. And we also will radiate those changes outwardly. And we'll get connected, we'll actually magnetize and connect with other people who are doing that as well. So what we could say is that we're becoming conscious about who we are, about the magic who we are, and we're becoming conscious that we can actually be a participant, a conscious, aware participant, in shifting this entire mass society. And we don't even know what that means. Where are we headed? Well, I'd like to be multidimensional. The 2012 students or teachers claim that the energy fields are moving so fast that what used to take a year, well, what used to take a million years takes 300 days, and it's supposed to have sped up since I heard that quite radically. So we're actually shucking the human descriptions that we were very, very familiar with. You know, we were suffering and we were victimized and all that kind of stuff. So here on this show, it's a call-in show, I like to talk to you about what's going on in your life. I'm an intuitive and an energy worker, and I want you to call in after we do some clearing exercises and some meditations. But what we're going to talk about today is clearing. Clearing, as my guides always say, is 95% of the job. Now, at 5 o'clock today, I have a woman on who's an amazing energy person, does matrix energetics, which was discovered by her own dad. And the way she explains it is that the whole job in life is about cleaning ourselves off after we have been coated with or layered with all these different reactive energies that have come from past experiences, but they aren't really who we are. So I love that, because my guides always say, clearing, clearing, more clearing. So we're all in the same boat. So I thought before her show, we would do a whole bunch of clearing exercises in this show, and then when I interview her, we'll hear her point of view on it, and I'm sure that they'll be very in accord and harmonious and extremely magical, because she, Justice Bartlett, is very magical. And one other thing is she's going to be talking to us about kids and teaching kids energy and teaching kids empowerment of their internal light and so on at a young age, teaching kids consciousness before they have to build layers and layers and fields and coats and all kinds of programs that they have to have a lot of therapy for, or do a lot of processing for. Anyway, that's a huge preamble saying, hey, you guys, I think today we're going to work on clearing. You want to join me? Let's clear a lot of old patterns out of our body mind so that we can truly create and manifest the reality we know we can manifest. We know deep down we can do this. So let's get to work and do it together. I'll just clear my throat, talk about clearing. And what I'd like us to do is close our eyes, because we're going to do my guide's gift to us all, which is the meditation of sacred geometrics called the structures. And I love to do the structures. And quite often when I do them, I get different colors and slight variations or even extreme variations on what the shapes of the structures are. So when you're doing these things and you're into that kind of vibrational meditation and the colors, you know, are really clear for you and they start talking to you, pay attention. Don't do it just my way. Listen to your inner, and as you clear, more and more insight and more deep wisdom will come up and give you what's truly your own, or what's truly your, let's see, the colors and the sounds and the shapes are all big gifts about understanding what you're clearing and what's really personal to your journey, as well as what they are to the collective. So don't be afraid if you get some differences in what we start with. Anyway, I'll keep it very simple at the beginning, and if you get some differences, I know you're just going to call in and tell me all about it, and we'll talk about what that means to you. So let's close our eyes. And let's create our structures. Let's focus way out there in a galactic center that you love. Just go to one that you love. And draw from that center a crystalline tube that comes down from that center and in through your head and down your spine and into the earth. Yeah, it's just your a little bit of a root, isn't it? Or a nice. Okay, now above your head, about 2 miles, a golden ball, very radiant golden ball. Below your spine, the base of your spine, about 40 feet, another golden ball. And drop a filament, a gold filament of light, very, very, very bright. You can feel it, so bright. From the upper golden ball to the lower golden ball through your spine. Now from the upper golden ball down to your waist, drop a four-sided pyramid. Maybe the base of the pyramid's about 20 feet out from the body. and an upside down, another four-sided pyramid, so that it's a closed structure now called an octahedron, an eight-sided figure. And now create a crystal ball, the outside edges of which touch the inside edges of your structure. And in that crystal ball, take a minute to really feel what it feels like. And now inside of that, you're in this disc-like thing. I think of like a little spaceship. You're in this disc made of crystal, and it's kind of a blue-white color. To me, it looks like it's got a little blip on either side, so it's like a ball, but it's been squished a bit. It's elliptical. And spin and spin and spin in your crystal disc. Spin and spin and spin and spin, and feel your frequencies move when you do that. My hands and feet tingle like mad. Spin and spin and spin. And now focus in front of you on a magical crystalline grid. And on that grid, you want to put a movie or a little holographic image of yourself and something you want about yourself. I always say I like to be multidimensional. Sometimes I say I just want to be pure love. Not quite there yet. What is it you want for yourself, about yourself? Is it a healing? Is it a nice hairdo? Whatever. I'm just playing. Good. When you can feel the presence of that in yourself, then we'll move to the next picture. And there's a project there, something you want to create. It can be domestic, or it can be a great business, or it can be a partnership, or whatever it is you're wanting to create right now, a book, a movie. Excellent. Good work. All right. Now, I'd like you to bring in the Galactic Healing Center. And in the center of the center, there's a table or a chair, depending if you want a healing table or a healing chair. And you have a little team. Call in your team. Some people tell me they see vibrational beings. Some people see characters. Some people see some space beings. Some people see angels. Doesn't matter. It's wonderful. Call in your healing team. And now you're the first one to lie on your table and ask for some healing. And they'll tell you, probably, either you can tell them what you want or they'll tell you what you might like. Yeah. Just expect to hear. Good work. And then ask them, and they will carry on and do some healing work for you. Interesting. I've been talking a lot about grief with various people, and they're telling me they're lifting grief from me. So that's nice. Now wrap that in light. And let's bring in the next table or chair. Have somebody in that you'd like to help, somebody that you really want to guide a little. And this person wants to be there. It's not somebody who doesn't want to come. Good work. And then see what kind of work they do. And it's all light work. And, when you work with the etheric, you can alter so much in the physical. I think you all know that. And then we'll do one more and wrap that one in light so that the healing can continue. And let's bring in one more person who needs some kind of help or guidance or is seeking something. It can be just a manifestation thing, or it could be a real illness or a passing or that sort of thing. watch what they do. Good work. It's funny because they'll show you different parts of the body. In this case, they're working with the brain. What's going on in your healing center? And I'll send that one off for more. The healing can continue if it needs to for a while. And now we're just going to take a look around at the political. I guess Obama's talking about what? Universal health care? Is that what he's talking about right now? Anyway, so let's just, however you want to see the political situation healing itself and expanding for the sake of all concerned. And let's just send pink light to the Pentagon, to the White House, to the legislature. Mm-hmm. And send another stream of pink light to where there's war or huge sorrow or huge deficits. Just bathe these other areas in light. Poverty. I want to send a lot of the healing light to the drug trade with the hopes of that being helping people to be out of the enslavement. It's kind of killing off huge segments of mankind, isn't it? Mm-hmm. I find myself sending light there. Now, this is important. We're going to talk about this when we come back. So what I'd like you to do is send that pink light all over the world and send it all over the world. The world's bathing and bathing in pink light and pink light, bright pink light. And then it's radiating off the whole planet and radiating out to the multidimensional ET world so they can see that we are potentially a very strong, harmonious species. And then come back home into your own heart. And then move back into your wonderful little spinning disc. And spin and spin and spin and spin. And notice how you feel when you're spinning. And I feel like I want to spin the entire structure, so let's do that as well. Spinning is really good. It helps a lot to spin and spin and spin and spin. And then come back into the room. And let's talk about clearing. What happened to you? Because when I said the thing about the drug culture, I got a ton of energy. Clonk. It was really heavy. And I went, wow, it's perfect for a time of clearing. So what we're doing is calling in the presence of our guides and angels and asking for help. And we're asking for the high-frequency platinum spiraling light and have that light spin round and round and round wherever you are. If you're in your kitchen, you're spinning it around your computer, around your living room, wherever you are, make that light go round and round and round and round and round. And now add some violet flame, burn and burn and transform all that leftover energy. Just feel it burning and burning and burning and transforming. And now have it whirl round and round and round your body. Both the spiraling platinum light and the violet flame, have them going round and round your body and now shooting up the soles of your feet and just filling your body. Yeah. Right up, all the way up to the top. And have it shoot out through the top of your head. Pop out to the great central sun. All right. Well, that was pretty intense for me. I don't know how many of you had that experience where you really felt that heaviness from that particular exercise. And it's so interesting to do radio because here we are going all over the world. But it's fascinating to me that some subjects will really pull a lot of people down or people can really engage in one another's energy over the air. Isn't it fascinating? So one of the things you want to do as a clearing tool is always wrap yourself in light before you work with this many people. wrap yourself in light, wrap yourself in light, wrap yourself in light, because doing that is a great way to buffer yourself from other people's thoughts and feelings and drives. And, you know, it's when we have want and desire, there's a real magnetic force in that, isn't there? And here we're talking about manifesting with our minds, and there's a real drive with that, isn't there? So we want to be able to buffer ourselves no matter what other people's drives, thoughts and feelings, aims, and consciousness says. So let's see. I'm going to give you the numbers and get you to call in. You can call about anything that you're working with today, but you know I'm going to talk about clearing all the time. So when you call in, clear, we're going to see how much of your energy is coming forward and how many of you are able to consciously redirect your energy. So instead of it being weighted down, it becomes a contribution. You know, when you enter a room, if you've radiated at a high level, your energy is a contribution to the whole flow of things. And I think I said this on the little introduction at the beginning, and the guides are saying recently, and they said it this morning as well in several readings, is that we don't really need to go back in time and explore. For example, if you think you were a murderer in another life or something, you don't need to go back and explore all of that and really get the details, because what happens is that incites a whole lot of emotional reaction, judgment, and all that kind of stuff, and then you end up with more stuff. They're saying that all we really need to, and we used to have to do that kind of thing, we used to go back and just plumb the depths of our psyche and the soul and so on. And the guides are saying, rise with your spirit these days. When you recognize that you have an issue, for example, fear of love or anger at authority or one of those issues, just go with that. Just feel like, oh, look at me. I'm afraid of authority, or I'm mad at authority or something. Then you just feel it and hand it to your angels and let your spirit rise, because everything is moving so fast and you can rise up and out of some of these incredibly deep poles. But you got to kind of let yourself, you got to undo the string that might have held you in. So, I'm going to give you the numbers. So I'd love it if you'd call in and talk about what you're dealing with right now. How are you finding the energies of the universe? That's the other thing that happens, is they're very disruptive. Thank you for calling in. I'll just finish this thought. They're very disruptive these days. It's almost like there are waves and whirls and so on coming through from the universe, and it's kind of tipping us over and making us dizzy, and some people are finding that things don't work out that easily for them because the change factor is at an all-time high. Again, what it'll do is bring up old issues in us, and we're back to clearing. Now, you're on the air, and good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Veronica. This is Sheila.
Hi, Sheila. How are you?
I'm doing actually well. I mean, riding the waves, but doing well.
Good.
I'm so excited to get through. I wanted to actually listen a little bit more, but I know sometimes it's hard to get a call through. So, and you were talking.
Well, you know what? They're going to be having a couple more call-in lines pretty soon.
Oh, that's excellent.
Yes. So instead of it being such a trick to get through, you've done some big work on yourself, girl.
Thank you. Yes. Yes, I have, and it feels like, you know, big stuff is going on. I just had my mom here for a 2-month visit, and I am in a relationship for the first time in a long, long time. And work-wise, things are moving in some cool directions, and I think what came up for me when I was hearing clearing is I'm feeling like I'm being called to step into my power and share my skills within the literacy realm, a really cool delivery system model called Inspired Learning and such. And I keep feeling like I'm still working through this sense of, I don't know if it's, you know, it's a lot of fear about presenting the information, training, being successful, and it feels like it's this thing of really wanting to be my authentic self and find my way to do this. And, you know, I guess like anything, as I feel more on the radar now, so, you know, there's the stuff about fear of failure, or humiliating myself or, you know, the people.
Have you ever been humiliated before?
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, not anything very recent that I can think of. It's probably some really past stuff. I just get really hung up with perfection. Go ahead.
I want to ask you this, Sheila. As with your mother here, were you conscious of the fact that a great deal of stuff came up? You did a great job of healing with her, didn't you?
I think so. I mean, it's really thick around her, but I do feel like I've made some huge progress.
I just want to remind everybody that your mother is where we get most. I mean, you could have the easiest and best mother in the world, but you still have a lot of her imprints. So it's not always about having difficulty with the mother. It's about extricating ourselves from the lineage, isn't it?
Yes. And I definitely got plenty of opportunity to observe, my imprints, if you will.
Did you overreact?
Not as much this time. I think having a partner in place that was very good to constantly remind me what a good daughter I am and you know, just acknowledge me for my patience really helped. I mean, really helped me. Find a little humor around things and I guess just get support, because sometimes I can just fall into the, you know, that old tape of not doing it right, not getting it right, just, you know, kind of.
You know something, Sheila, and for people at home, it's so interesting that quite often if we see each other for who we really are, so if you're seen and heard for who you really are, and it sounds like your new partner's able to do this,
mm-hmm.
It can make us very courageous and able to step way beyond our reactions. It can really do a healing number.
You know, last year with her visit, I rented a place, and so I think that's helped last year and this year, not being in the same environment on a 24/7 with the family dynamic. It's helped me. I don't want to say disconnect, but I think it's given me a chance to, you know, get a sense of who Sheila is outside of that. I get so codependent in all of it that, you know, I'm feeling stronger in that sense. And yet, you know, I think that, again, it's like, oh, okay, yes, this is what I choose to do. And as far as being more out in the world is to shake some of those old patterns and stuff off, so I can continue going forward instead of kind of limiting myself and living a little small. I feel like I'm being asked to live large, and I'm still afraid to put myself completely out there. And there's a sense of kind of scatteredness or, you know, feeling like I need to be a lot more organized and have it together, and I don't
You know, it's really interesting, though. How are your intentionings and your visualizations going?
I'm working. I mean, you know, things have been happening. I mean, when I look at last year to this year, I mean, I think if I can really stay on track, I can be a very powerful manifester.
Mm-hmm. It just seems to me that one of the things that we all have to be aware of these days, Sheila, and you as well, you said about being scattered, is that if we don't really focus, and the guides keep saying keep your hands on the steering wheel of your own mind, then it's really hard to go through this period where future possibilities are so fast. There's so many and so fast, and you want to be going forward. So don't be telling yourself just that you're scattered. It's that the reality is changing,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's changing really fast.
Mm-hmm.
And what I see is that you're dropping off a kind of an anger that you had for a long time, and it seems to be clearing out. And as you go forward, you might find it a little harder to stay balanced, so you kind of got to girdle your thinking and your heart, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because you've got a lot of opportunity coming up, and you are a good manifester. But just remember, it's not just you. As things are changing so fast, it's hard to stay focused.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Haven't you noticed that, people?
That really helps, because my partner and co-facilitator in this project is, you know, going through some brain radiation and some pretty big stuff, and I think there's that sense of, I know I could be asked to step up to the plate even more, and, you know, I'm willing to do that. I just, you know, get, I think, bogged down in the details of how am I going to do it instead of just being present and allowing it to unfold. So I guess that would be my thing of, if I wanted to clear, is just, you know me. I can get like that. I can get very, as someone said, a lot of the Virgo in me is that perpetual disappointment. You know, it can be that perfection thing that, it's just such a drag to get into that worrisome place. And
well, you know what's really funny? The thing that cracks me up lately is realizing that it's a creative adventure we're in, and yet a lot of us, especially people with a lot of Virgo, but in any case, a lot of us thought, oh, golly, there's a way to do all this. I just have to figure it out. But that's not quite true.
Mm-hmm.
There's an awful lot of new things. There's new ways of doing things. There's creative stuff. So actually letting yourself be creative about how to do this stuff instead of wondering whether you'll ever be able to do it well enough. You see what I mean? You have a bubbly, creative nature that when you let it go is going to come up with solutions beyond what you thought of in your sense of trying to make it right. You see?
Oh, bless you. Thank you. I hope so.
Well,
that's
bless
the
your
whole
heart.
Like model is around inspiration. So if I can just really live it and integrate, you know, all the wonderful tools and blessings of, you know, that I've gotten from you and just on my journey, it's like an opportunity to practice them.
And remember another thing that we're all hearing so much about right now, drop into the now a little more often. Because one of the things that you don't hear always backing that particular statement is that when we do that, we get such a flush of energy from our own deep soul journey. You know, it's just so much more energizing, and then that gets us out of our head at least for as long as you can stay in that. Right?
Good stuff.
Good to hear from you, Sheila. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thank you so much, and many blessings to you, and thank you for all the amazing gifts and blessings you spread out to the planet. I appreciate that.
And you too. Thank you so much, Sheila.
Bye-bye.
Now, that's really interesting because she piles herself up just like I do sometimes with, I don't know if I can do all this. That's what we do in overwhelm, isn't it? We run around that little pothole going, ooh, there's so much to be done. And, you know, it really, that's not where we get the juice to get it done, is it? And so many answers come flying through these days. Plus, there's a lot of people around to help her and probably to help you as well. So call in. Let's see what's going on in your life. Remember this, too, that with Sheila or with many of us, dealing with our reactions, I would say, to family of origin and stuff, that's necessary, but we can't spend a long time in that anymore. It's almost like you have to step. I don't mean run away from it, but, oh, goody, we have another caller. I don't mean run away from it. I mean step beyond it and let your spirit kind of begin to take over, because that's where we're headed. Good afternoon, you're on the air.
This is Deb.
Hi, Deb, how are you?
Hi, I'm good, and I'm calling because today is my birthday. And so
happy birthday to you.
Anyway, and I was hoping that maybe you and your guides and my guides could help me to know sort of what more than anything they'd like me to focus on this year.
Well, first of all, you have your voice. The first thing they show me is your throat, okay?
Mm.
The synthesis, the presentation of all this, you have gathered so much deep, insightful information, and you've done a fair amount, I would say, of releasing.
Mm.
And they're showing that you have this light that wants to come up and present. And there's a teacher. It's all coming through your throat. It's the artist, the teacher, the writer. I think you have to turn your computer down, do you?
I don't have it on.
Okay, I just hear another voice. Okay, anyway, so what they're saying is immediately it's about really, I'd say about presentation and delivery of your particular wisdom, it's really rising fast in you. You look like somebody who's kind of reclusive, who's about to go, boop, and here I come.
Okay, and they have any little tips in terms of, you know, anything that I could do to get myself out of my own way to manifest this as fast as I can?
Do you ever, one of the things they showed me, and I was talking to Sheila, I meant to tell her this as well, but one of the things that's really wonderful is the art of surrender. Do you do that?
About 100 times a day. At least.
Because they're chuckling with you and going, just surrender, because you have beckonings coming from several directions.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about surrendering is you're going to be able to find easier what really touches you. You're going to travel a lot very soon. Do you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Well, they
but
show
I,
that
I'm
when you...
about to be homeless, so I assume I'm going to have to go somewhere.
Oh, I don't see you being homeless.
Well, I'm house-sitting, and I'm going to have to leave here at the end of May. I have no idea where I'm going next. And I think part
you know
of the
what?
Process is I'm house-sitting and have to be gone by the end of May, and I don't
right.
know where... I mean, and one of the... Pisces dilemmas is always that there are so many options, and so that's why I surrender all the time to say, all right, just please lead me. So is that I just need to continue in that same way then.
Yeah, there's another thing, Deb, which is, what is it I really love? Because
mm-hmm.
you have all these options coming, and they show you. I always love the image of falling on your face at the feet of the divine and just
mm-hmm.
lying there in your vision till your whole body's given up. And they show right around your solar plexus, which is kind of where I see us going when we're dropping into the now. There's this really strong light that's going to start coming up, and it's got all this creativity in it. It knows what it wants to do. Your soul journey knows where it wants to go. You just have to keep kind of giving up to it, and you have a little time yet. I don't even think you'll be there right till the end.
All right.
You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You seem to have several, and I start to laugh. My face just breaks into a grin because I see you have a couple of opportunities coming up that are going to be fun
okay.
and profitable.
Oh, good.
And so instead of being homeless, you might be, what are the words that are not like bullets? Transient, I'd say, except that's another word that sounds bad. But you're going to be going to several places. What?
In transit, or is that too much in transit?
No, in transit and in light.
Right.
And being loved by the various places where you go. You really are going to have a wonderful explore time.
So I
and you may not do it for a long time because you're going to want to settle after a while, but it's okay because you're going to be beckoned by certain people and there's very artistic presentations wherever you go, and you're quite happy with that. Thank you very much.
So the last question, I don't want to take up too much of your time, is there something I should do? Here's the question. I've asked this before to you and your guides. It's all about intention. So in
right.
setting intention, you know, the I Ching basically says don't try to imagine what it's going to be. You couldn't possibly know because you haven't done it yet. So it's hard to set your intention literally and definitely, but at the same time it needs to be set in terms of forward movement, right? And that's always the big question in me is where the fine line is in that. The next
isn't it
step.
Wonderful to isn't it wonderful to intend, make up amazing pictures which are higher frequency than your normal rational thought processes, and then say this or something better, you know, or put me on my path. I mean, you can surrender that to the higher as well.
Right.
But you know, and I know, that if you raise your fields and frequencies by creating in your mind's eye wonderful pictures, that's still better and sweeps you onto your path with more vigor than a lot of things.
And literal pictures
but I agree
or
with
colors.
The Ching. With that?
Literal pictures or colors and frequencies? When you say
whatever works for you.
Okay.
Because I would just say raise your you're very, very artistic and very intuitive. You know, daydream.
Yeah.
Create what it is you want. You want to travel and be free. Do you want to be with people that you love? Do you want to change your mind about that on a regular basis? Do you want to write, paint, draw, dance?
And what if you want to do all of those?
Then you will do them all, probably.
All right.
Being
okay.
a good old Pisces. And you're going to do a lot of astrology.
Well, I sure hope so. That's my great passion besides painting. So, all right, thank you,
Mama. But I see a lot of art as well, as if you're going to be giving some classes. But even you and I have talked about this, and I've talked about all of you listeners before about I can say a prediction, but these days they can shift in a minute.
Right.
You know, but what it looks like to me is you're going to be doing some kind of painting workshop down south, and it's going to be fun for you, and you get some money, and then you do some charts, and you go and visit some people you love, and do probably more of the same. That's what it looks like for a little while.
Okay, that sounds good.
And in that process, what do you cultivate? You cultivate in your heart and soul, where it is you truly want to be, and why.
Okay.
But don't forget, the answers come to you. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Many blessings.
Many blessings to you. I'll talk to you soon.
Good. Thanks for your call.
Bye.
Bye. And that was a good call about manifesting, because here's the other thing about clearing. Okay. Let me see. Energetically, what she said, what Deb said about the I Ching is right. You can't possibly imagine it. But in that line, you can find in your body a real suppression, right? It's like you won't, you shouldn't, you can't. I'm not saying I Ching's wrong because I love the I Ching. I'm saying that the way we use these words can stop us and keep us from unlimiting ourselves. That's a limitation. We apply it to ourselves and go, oh, it's not right to do it this way. It's not right to do it that. It's like open your mind and give yourself, great, another caller. Open your mind and give yourself a big unfurling vision. You're the artist, hey? You're creating amazing visions with your mind and your heart, right? And the clearing is when you find you stumble up against your limitations. I can't have that because I'm a Pisces or whatever, you know, or the I Ching says this or whatever. Unhook that, release that, and let your limitation release itself so you can have an unfurling dream. And we have a caller, and you probably have an unfurling dream, too. You're on the air.
Hello, Veronica. It's Jonquil.
Hi, Jonquil. He's another artist for us.
Yes, and that's what my question is about, clearing. I'm away from home right now. I'm in Tucson, Arizona, and I live in the Pacific Northwest. And I came down here, I'm not sure now what the reasons are, but once I got here, all of a sudden I was overwhelmed with the past and doubt. And so I just sitting here with another artist friend, we were asking that question of what is clearing, and can you maybe speak to that about maybe what I have to clear out is my old thinking about the past so something new can happen for my art. I didn't really think about that as my reasoning for coming here, but perhaps that's what it takes.
Yeah, because it's interesting. What people at home don't realize is Jonquil's life went through a huge, huge, huge change in Tucson, right? And then you traveled away, and now going back, of course, the memory and the hidden subconscious stuff's got to show up, doesn't it?
Yes, and what I, for instance, today is the 12th anniversary of the day that I was divorced.
Oh, my.
And so, you know, the arcing end of that, or just, you know, that time period, I guess. I don't think it's the end of anything, really. It's just that I habitually draw attention to the past in some ways, like making these markers and looking at how well I've recovered or how am I recovering or whatever. And is it just that, is that focus even off base? Clearing is not looking at it and thinking about it. It's getting rid of it.
Well, I don't know about getting rid of it. How about transforming it? Because, that is a way of getting rid of it. But what I see right away is that you and these are both wonderful friends of mine that are together doing art today. Some of my favorite people. And the first thing I saw was that it would be great to just be wild and paint it, because the other thing that we're probably not considering when we go back into the past is how transformed you've been since that. So it's like this is your birthday, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a birthday, like Deb just had her birthday. She's an amazing artist as well, incidentally. But it's kind of your birthday of a new level of Jonquil, and there's a lot of deepening going on in you, really amazing deepening. So how I look at it is I want to, you know, being a visionary, I can just play with this image any way I want, right? So I just want to kind of take you and whirl you and dump you upside down in your red chakra and back out again, and then paint all these amazing things around you as if you are, you see, creatively expressing what it's taken for you to go through all that. I think that's what I would want to do, since you're already quite an amazing artist.
Okay.
Plus, there's something about you that has been very limited that is not limited anymore. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do understand that there was something very limited, and I'd like to see it another way, see it unlimited.
Well, when I look at you as a psychic, if I were to be a psychic, I would say the presentations that you're going to come up with are so rich and so textured because of the limitations that you ripped apart, or that got ripped apart by your legend change, you know, however you want to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
By your big golden D, you know. You got huge, huge tearing apart, which left you in a position of having to let recreation move through you, right?
Yes.
And my sense of you is, by next year, your art is changing entirely. Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
And it might even be a foundation for your income and for, because it looks like your income is going to get better, but it's going to be in a very kind of multifaceted way. Remember I said Deb was going to do this and that and the other thing, and she was going to do, you know, workshops and painting and astrology and blah, blah. Yours is more like all these different kind of art things that you're going to be putting in some sort of group form, and you're going to really get a kick out of yourself. It's like I could feel almost your passion, like there's no stopping you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how it looks. Now, make me wrong, I don't mind if predictions don't hold, because change is really the operative thing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's interesting because, for instance, in this year, 2009, I have had no income. And I look into the forward, and there is no income there either in this entire year, or even 2010, which is a really different thing for me. And so that's just like a big, huge opening there with nothing in it. And trying to see that as, I mean, maybe that is a clearing, you know, rather than seeing the veil of what's wrong, what's going to happen, am I going to be okay, what will I do, da-da-da-da-da-da.
I want to say something about this, that there's a blank, there's a fresh canvas, in a way, but there's also a surge, you know, go into the now, there's this incredible surge of energy trying to come up through your soul journey, I would say through your belly, through your lower chakras, and it's going to hit your heart. And at that point, the ideas are going to be different. And it wasn't that long ago you would have restrained them, but you won't do that. So the recommendation is for the clearing to make space for that to come through. It's like clearing, picking up the negative stuff and handing it to God or your guides, or clearing it, or making sounds and making the colors run through you, or doing the structures, or meditating. Because you got some big stuff trying to push through you. You're not a normal person. You're a highly creative woman who can do way more than you think you can do. Way more.
Okay.
And how you're going to present that, I don't know, but I just keep grinning and going, it's going to be very, very fun for you, Jonquil.
Oh, thank you.
And back to surrender. Surrender is a great way for us to get out of the way of our soul journey wants to passionately pulse through, and we're so busy contriving whether we've succeeded or failed or how it's supposed to look that we don't let it come through very much, do we?
No. So do you want
a recommendation?
Would you like to hear the sound of Ursula's voice as well?
I would. Ursula, hello.
Hi, Veronica.
Hi, honey.
I'm here, and I'm going, uh-oh, what am I going to say?
pushing her into the clearing.
I'm getting pushed into the clearing. What do you think, Veronica?
You have a bit of a shelf around your stomach area where you're not doing. Is there something new that you're doing? Because it's like this. I'm worried, and I'm not quite doing what it is that's trying to come through. You're trying to give birth to some new concept. Do you know that?
Yeah, I think I'm trying to get birth, but I don't know what I'm giving birth to. And
that's okay, because what happens with you is when you start doing something different, it just keeps coming through, and you might have angst or something or kind of a drive, and you might even get cranky. It's all around your stomach, liver, and in that part of your body.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say, clearing-wise, making sounds is really good for you. You know that, eh?
Okay, I can do that.
But you have a different art coming up as well, a different kind of presentation and a different connection with people. I can see it. I've got my arms out because I can see it coming in from a different direction than you're moving in right now.
Uh-huh.
And it comes through just giving up, surrendering. You and Jonquil could practice surrendering or throwing paintballs at each other or something.
Oh, all right.
See what I mean? It's like, be random, get out of the way, and let something pop through. Because you're going to be teaching some other people, you're going to be working with some people, and it's very different than you think.
Oh, good. Okay.
And you've done that a number of times in your life, darling.
Uh-huh.
Haven't you?
Pardon me?
I said, you've done that a number of times in your life where you've made a huge change and done things differently.
Yeah. And I'm up for a change.
You really are.
Yeah.
So get out of the way of your own stomach, and I better release you here.
Okay.
All right? Okay. Much love to you both. Thank you so much for calling. Very good. Thank you. Well, that was wonderful. These are very, very artistic women who are leading the way. Linda Sherman is an astrologer that I interviewed, and she says that it's going to be the grannies, the women in their later years, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, that are going to lead the way as many of the systems break down. And I can see why, because there's all this reformatting of what our power is. If you're searching for your authentic self, guess what? I'm running a 5-day workshop in Costa Rica on March 25th to March 31st, and you can read about it on Amatierra, AmatierraA.com. I think my daughter put a message up on Facebook about it as well. It's going to be a really wonderful 5-day workshop where we get to be in retreat. We're fed really good food. It's at a beautiful location. We go in there and we find out who we really are. We do some clearing. We do some authentication. We do some exercises, all kinds of different meditations and personal processes. And then there's a couple of outings in nature as well. It's going to be really delightful, and I'm looking forward to it because, A, I love my work and my exploration, and, B, it's going to be a retreat for me, too. And, C, I love my friends who run Amatierra, Jill and Bob Ruttenberg. So, and you can be in touch with me on my website, Veronica at Veronica Entwistle, no H in Entwistle, Veronica at VeronicaEntwistle.com, and phone 510-595-5564, 510-595-5564. I'd love it if you come. There's only room for, I don't know what the exact number is, but it's not going to be thousands, so... contact us if you want to come. You don't have too long. This is kind of a last minute, but I'm a Gemini, and we work better that way anyway. It's going to be feisty and fun. Now, my up-and-coming guest, Paradigm Shifter, is Justice Bartlett, and I'm very excited about having her on. She's the wonderful young daughter of Richard Bartlett, who started Matrix Energetics. And Justice in herself is already a healer, and she was brought up as a metaphysician, and her dad has been just leading the parade and doing this very magical healing technique called Matrix, where, you know, you can move past, you move out of this reality and into another reality to shift energies and so on. Anyway, she's been studying with her dad. She's also a massage therapist with her own unique way of doing healing. She has a 10-year-old daughter who's also studied Matrix Energetics. And this weekend, She's giving a workshop for kids, teaching kids how to become their authentic self and be in their own power using these tools and these energies. She's also encouraging people to come, like whole families to come, because it seems to break that family system. We were talking to Sheila a while back about the family system and the dynamic of becoming authentic. And Justice is, she's an amazing young woman, and she's working very practically with a lot of young kids to get them on that road. So I'm so excited to talk to her at 5 o'clock, which is only 5 minutes away. Thursday night I'm going to be on with Jackie Salvitti and the team. We're going to be talking about how to evolve and how to be multidimensional, and it's so exciting to be on that show. And next week, my guest on Paradigm Shifters is maybe going to be Theo. That's Sheila Gillette, who channels, Sheila and Marcus Gillette, and they channel Theo, which is a group of 12 archangels. And they're the ones that taught Esther and Jerry Hicks a lot about channeling. So, but we've had a little trouble making the connection, so I'm aiming for that on Tuesday, because we had to cancel once before. You don't need to know all that, but sometimes just making things meet doesn't work out. But there will be somebody wonderful, because you're all paradigm shifters, and isn't it wonderful to talk to some who have unique ways of dealing with the shift? And so I'll see you at the top of the hour. This is Veronica Entwistle saying, if you'd like a session with me, or you want to learn about coming to my wonderful workshop, or you want to tell me about people that you'd like to talk to on Paradigm Shifters, or if you'd want to comment on the radio shows, I'd love to hear from you, Veronica at veronicaentwistle.com. And what goes around comes around, so here's some love for all of you. We'll see you in about 4 minutes.